This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Two anti-coup protesters were shot dead by riot police who fired live rounds Saturday in Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city, AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Local media have reported the shootings had occurred in Myanmar's second largest city, Mandalay, where tear gas, water cannons and rubber bullets had been used on protesters earlier in the day. Anti-coup protesters in Myanmar's two largest cities also paid tribute to a young woman who died a day earlier after being shot by police during a rally against the military takeover. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price offered his government's condolences and reiterated calls on the military to refrain from violence against peaceful protesters. The military seized power earlier this month after detaining Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, saying elections in November were tainted by voting irregularities. I'm Sarah Bassett.
President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster in the state of Texas after freezing weather led to power outages, burst pipes, and deaths. The designation will free federal resources to help. The White House said Saturday the president has asked federal agencies to identify additional resources to help alleviate the suffering in the southern state. Biden has been monitoring the situation in the South and had declared states of emergency in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. At least 69 people have died across the country because of the weather, which featured a blast of unseasonably cold air that reached almost to the Gulf of Mexico. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A fifth night of peaceful protests to denounce the imprisonment of a Spanish rap artist once more devolved into clashes between police and members of fringe groups who set up barricades and smashed windows Saturday night in downtown Barcelona. Small groups made up of mostly young people began their nightly cat and mouse game with police an hour after several thousand protesters gathered in the capital of Spain's Catalonia region, which also was where the worst violence took place during earlier demonstrations this week. On Saturday, rioters looted stores on Barcelona's main shopping street and then threw stones after police in riot gear poured out of vans to engage them. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's lawyers say they will appeal the decision of a Moscow court that ordered him to pay a fine for defaming a World War II veteran. Earlier, Navalny lost his appeal against what he said was a politically motivated decision to jail him for nearly 3 years. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports.
The Kremlin's most prominent critic, Alexei Navalny, has lost his appeal to be released from prison. A Moscow court on Saturday did shorten his original 3.5-year jail term by 6 weeks. Navalny's arrest and jailing earlier this month for parole violations set off nationwide street protests in Russia. He contends the decision to jail him was politically motivated. He said he had been unable to report to the Moscow prison service last year because he had been convalescing in Germany from the near fatal poisoning he suffered in Siberia last August. Many Western nations said a nerve agent was behind that.
That's Reuters' Fred Katayama. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog agency arrived in Tehran Saturday ahead of Iran's plan for partly suspending inspections by the agency to the country's nuclear facilities. Rafael Grossi of the International Atomic Energy Agency is to meet with Iranian nuclear officials, including Ali Akbar Salehi, the head of the country's nuclear department, during his visit. A space station supply ship named after the black NASA mathematician featured in the movie Hidden Figures has blasted into orbit. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Northrop Grumman launched the Cygnus capsule from Wallops Island on the Virginia coast. The company named it the SS Katherine Johnson, saying Mrs. Johnson was selected for her handwritten calculations that helped launch the first Americans into space, as well as breaking barriers as a black woman.
The SS Katherine Johnson takes flight.
The launch came on the 59th anniversary of John Glenn's historic flight in which he became the first American to orbit the Earth. I'm Ben Thomas.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.